Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, how much fun is it to play quarterback when in the fourth quarter all you got to do is hand the ball off and watch your guys up front dominate the way they did?
Yeah, man, domination all the way across. You know, we got things we got to work on in the pass game, obviously. You know, credit to that defense as well. And in the secondary, they did a good job. But, man, great domination up front. You know, like when you're handing the ball off and you're getting 10 a pop, I mean, especially in that second half, it's huge the way that these backs are running the ball. You know, really, really, really cool to see the growth. I mean, you see the defense side of the ball taking care of us and then, you know, able to run the ball like that. I mean, that's gonna help you win some games for sure.
I'm sure you want to take something out of this game. You didn't play your best. What do you think you're going to learn from this one to try and improve your own play?
Right. I mean, you go back and you watch the film and you see, you know, maybe what reads or throws I could have back. I mean, that's really kind of all it comes down to. Those guys did a good job and they made it, you know, they made it tough on us in the back end. And, you know, we gotta get better and figure it out.
Who cares, though, right? 4-2, 3 in a row on the road. Not too bad.
Exactly. Exactly. Good win.
Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That's Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
What was going on in the first half where you guys were struggling and then kind of what clicked in the third quarter for you?
Yeah, it's just NFL football, man. You know, doesn't always work out. You just got to keep going, keep grinding, you know, make adjustments, keep figuring it out. And, you know, we got the run game going in the second half, and that was huge. And guys up front battling, backs running the ball hard, receivers making some good blocks too, and you know, it's just a great team win.
What is it about this team that you guys are able to turn it on in the fourth quarter in particular the way you have all season long? I mean, it's a pretty rare thing for a young team to be like that.
Right, I mean, you can just see the fight all the way around. What Coach Sala preaches, the culture he's bringing of just never quitting, going all the way to the very end, you can see that in everybody. I mean, you guys are flying around playing all the way to the last snap, so you know, I think that's kind of where that probably comes from. You know, guys are just fighting all the way to the end.
How much easier does it make your job as a quarterback when you can hand it off to somebody like Brees and not?
Yeah, really nice, really nice. I mean, of course, you like to be balanced, but some games are like this. I mean, we knew going into this game these guys were great in the secondary. We knew we needed to be able to run the ball, and those guys stepped up to the challenge. The guys up front were battling all night, you know, moving those guys up front. The line of scrimmage was moving, and the backs were hitting hard and never letting the first guy kind of hang on.
It seemed like you guys were able to fool them twice, too, with some misdirections, both on Braxton's touchdown and the 34-yarder from Brees. I mean, was that something you knew going into this game, that you might be able to get them a little over-aggressive or get them going? Basically, did you know those plays were going to work?
Right. I mean, you always have those plays in, but you never know, right? And then, you know, Coach LaFleur did a great job of putting us in a good situation there and calling those at the right time, and they were huge plays for us. I mean, I think, you know, even a couple of our explosives in the pass game were just great play calls as well, you know, kind of confusing the defense because they were making it tough on us. So, you know, I think all the way around he called those plays at the right time and they were able to hit.
What did you see on that big play to Corey, and how important was it for you guys when things have been kind of tough to get a big one there?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, the shot we had talked about going to, getting out on the edge, and you know, I wish I still gave him a little bit of a better ball, but I wanted to give him a chance. I didn't want to overthrow it, so he did a great job, you know, going up and getting it, and you know, able to score the next play. So I thought, you know, a great sequence of putting us in a good position to get a one-on-one and a good guy going down the sideline for us. So it was a good play.
Looked like you and Aaron shared a little brief moment there after the game. What was said and what was that like?
Yeah, man, it's crazy for me, right? Because like this guy's been my idol since I was, you know, 8 years old. So I can remember watching football. You know, he was the quarterback I copied everything, tried to be just like him. So it's, you know, as ugly of a game as that was, you know, I think, you know, he's a great guy. He's someone I've always, you know, even studied through the NFL and someone that I try and be like. So, you know, sharing that moment after the game is really cool, you know, just telling him good job. And, you know, I'd love to sit there and chat with him all day and just ask him kind of what, you know, he has for me and all that stuff. But it was a cool moment.
What do you think your team showed by coming here? With, you know, they don't lose very often coming out with them.
Yeah, great fight, man. I mean, you see what the defense and special teams did for us, and they kept fighting until we were able to get the ball going in the second half. We started running the ball and getting, you know, what felt like 10 yards a pop there at the end. And, you know, really cool team win, but you just see the fight all the way around in all three phases and what everybody was doing for us. It was awesome.
Zach, you think this team has shown it's better than people maybe thought?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, season's still so long, right? And you know, we can't feel like we've arrived or anything now. You know, we got to keep going. We got to keep getting better. We got to learn from these wins. You know, we got to be able to throw the ball better. You can't. You know, it's going to be tough sometimes when teams hunker down and you try and run the ball and they're going to stop it. So we got to be, you know, we got to be two dimensional and be able to throw the ball and run the ball. You know, we want to be able to help those guys out up front as well. So good things to learn from.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.